leadership, but there's spirit-filled people in the parliament. Like, they said, send me the revelations you have. And I said, well, they're revelations from God. They're not historic. And they said, that's okay. We'll love it. And so they've been watching the video that I did of the Capitol Penn Sacred Challenge. And they want this. They want to get this before the Queen, the Prime Minister, the Parliament, all of them, and because they're saying this is half of the message. You have in, you know, because I'm telling them the message that came from England to America, because they couldn't have religious freedom to do what God called them to do in England. So Penn comes here. So we know his message, but they don't. Because so now I'm telling them things that he wrote in their prisons, and they don't know anything about it. This is news to them. So this is like really earth-shattering to them. In this time of this Brexit wisdom they need as they're coming out of it, the Prime Minister needs her own historical revelation back there. Amen. And so, you know, I even had a word, you know, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, like that what has been in how they've been trying to run things is breaking down, and that God's message is going to come back to England and through England for that holy seed of a nation that we're praying about here. Well, it came from the United Kingdom. Think of this, the UK, their scepter that the Queen holds is a ball to represent the world with a cross on top, and with surrounded jewels to show the kingdom of Christ around the world. That's what the United Kingdom, her secret desire, literally, this is truly her secret desire. She knows really who her king is. She wants to hand her throne to him.
Wow. As you said that, Abby, I just have to quick say this. What you are doing is establishing the new kingdom in England. That's what I just wrote down.
So this is the kingdom. This is what Penn had in his heart. Yeah. This is what's to come forth. Okay, I'm going to have... I've been doing Skype calls with these people. Now I'm going to actually... There's one... the counselor from Nottingham is meeting me in Switzerland. I invited her because she's also a nurse.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's interested in health transformation in the government. From the government. They have government-controlled health care. It's just crazy what God's opening up. Okay, so... But I wanted to show you that. So we're taking that to them. But I'm also talking to somebody that says he's the prince of Ephraim. Is that what you say? That tribe? Ephraim.
Ephraim.
He's the prince of that tribe. And and he has written a book, Who Are You, America? Time to Lift Your Prophetic Mark. So he has a message to us that is as surprising to us as we have for them.
Wow.
So we have... We have a partnering. He's trying to explain me. I was in, you know, I pray in the West Wing. I looked at the seal on the floor in the Oval Office, and he's telling me, America doesn't even know what that seal means. You don't even know the revelation. And so he has this book he wants me to get to all of our legislators and to our president. So we have, like, resources to exchange, but we have messages to exchange to bring together the UK and the US. And this actually all comes from lost tribes of Israel. This is like the United Kingdom around the world. Jesus is getting ready to set up his kingdom. So pray about that too.
It's
like, because I don't know what's going to happen once God starts talking. Like, I want to get in some things for to make sure they're covered in prayer.
Do you have those books to sell?
He's going to ship me books. He's going to ship.
That would be nice.
He's going to ship me books to give to our legislators, but I'll ask for
another.
For the team.
And the nurse who's a what?
No, she's a counselor of Nottingham, which is a government position. Yes, right. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
So they're giving. So they're like, I was scared to have them watch this, but they like it.
Hey, Abby, when you were dedicated as a baby, what did they pray over you?
I have no idea.
Powerful words.
I'm sure when you were like given to Jesus, I'm sure there was some powerful stuff said over you because I don't know many like you.
the grace
of God that's upon you is just the favor of God is just so amazing, and you're enjoying it. So I'm watching your joy because you have the joy, and that's your strength.
Okay, well, my name. Abby.
Abby, joy.
Father's
source
delight.
Of joy.
Father's delight. Joy. Yeah. Father's delight. It's the Father's delight.
I have a daughter, granddaughter, Abby.
Yeah. Okay, so they think it's hilarious. You know, the Westminster Abbey is really a big deal to them.
Yeah.
And my name's Abby. They think that's hilarious that I'm in it. So I'm having...
Wow.
I'm learning new phrases like cheerio. I'll talk to you straight away.
Oh, that's cute. I love it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they'll be here. They'll be here. The prince will be around this table.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just keep praying because God, He really is, you know, our mandate, healing and restoring God ordained destinies of nations. Mm. He is like setting it up. It's like happening so fast. So, just keep praying.
I'll have a scone and a pot of tea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they prophesied to me that I would have tea with the queen, but it would have new wine in it.
Yes.
So be praying, everybody.
Everything in moderation, Abby. Okay.
I'm
going to
drink the tea.
No, get drunk.
In the spirit.
That would be cool.
Okay. I had an encounter. This was a couple of weeks ago, but I wrote about it. It's called Releasing Victory on Journey. But I saw pictures of water being, and it was like living water being released over different parts of the nation. Mm-hmm. And when I saw it, the Father had given us like these huge pictures, and we were taking them to each nation and pouring them out. And it was, I just want to read a little portion of this. In the place of hiddenness with Jesus, I saw my own heart expanded with the heart of others in intercession. It expanded over our earth. As it did, light was exploding forth. It came with a sound. It started with a roar and then changed to a warrior cry, a song of victory. We are children of the King of Kings. Victory is the key.
Right.
The key is intimacy.
Yes.
Intimacy is the place
Amen.
Where we will see the plans
Amen.
Of the enemy.
Oh.
And they will not touch us because we are in victory. And victory is the key of intimacy.
Amen.
The plans of the enemy have no plea, for our voice is greater and God's power is stronger.
Amen.
His glory is covering and restoring and protecting those in need. Living water flow forth and bring victory. Bring victory. But particularly over United Kingdoms, this is what, when we were releasing it over an intercession, when I was releasing it, this is what I saw. I saw the United Kingdom, something released that brought provision to their economy. I saw large corporations that were filled with corruption washed away by the waters of victory. And from the water, the voices of much smaller businesses that were crying out for victory coming forth.
Mm.
The sounds were heard by many, and with it came the provision they needed.
Mm.
From these new companies came provision that was not just for them, but for the world in many key ways. I saw technology that had been that would provide healing to many. That was just specifically
just
over.
So rich.
But
thank you.
Good.
Yeah. So
that's
God,
just
I just
pure,
as
righteous
as Abby goes forth, that
faith.
that would even just be activated over
United Kingdom. So strong. Wow, we agree with Jesus, the King of Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's how Jesus thinks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing less than that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your beauty.
flowing over us with your presence and your love. Come and blow over us. Come and blow over us. Come and blow over us with your love, with your beauty. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, your beauty. To your beauty.
Lean back in your arms. You know, the beginning of that little song she just sang there, it said, take the four corners of my soul and shake me.
Yeah, shake me.
You know, have you, we've all been shaken. We've all been shaken. And a couple months, it's about a month ago, Sylvie came to me. And God used her to shake me. And I just sense God saying tonight that we all are living way below what He has in store for us. And He wants us to go higher. He wants us to come up to Him higher. And I'm really focused, Harry, I just really hear God saying, I don't just call you general, but the days ahead for you are greater than anything you've experienced in the past, because you are truly going to be a general. You are truly going to call the army forth and give direction. And so your best days are ahead, Harrison. Best days are ahead. So let's just continue to go higher, because God is calling us higher. He's saying we need to quit being satisfied with where we're at.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And pursue what He has for us. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to say that word's not just for Harry, but for Donna too. This is like a time where God is calling those that are mothers and fathers that have been mothers and fathers for a long time.
Yes.
He's calling them forth. And even in the natural, there's a calling of people over the age of, we won't say.
Yes.
So in the supernatural,
amen.
70. In the supernatural, it's happening too. Abby, it's the same. You know that you're a general, so
yes.
I don't have to speak to you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for them, God. We pray for the supernatural anointing of prayer and worship. We honor them in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Harry, do good in Jesus' name. This mantle that you have in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus. We honor you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you.
we're something age. So he wants you, he says you're Moses. He says you're Moses, and as you bring your staff into these different places, that God is saying that you're to be a trumpet to say, let my people go.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Let my people go. Yes. Let my people go. Amen. Let my people go.
Yes.
Wow. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus.
Let my people go. Yes. And don't worry about the magicians and the sorcerers, because you know what happens. So.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
You're the man for the job. You're Moses. You're Moses.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. And the shadows flee away. I will go through the night to another, till the day breaks and the shadows flee away. I will go to the hill of frankincense. You rise. you to see what I see. What I see is beyond compare. What you see. What I see can't compare to what you see. So look upon me. I will rise you up on eagle's wings. You shall run and not grow weak.
Amen.
My resurrection power dwells in you, my beloved. I've given you everything you need to come and be the kings and queens I've created you to be. Over this nation, sons and daughters of the living God, come and rise up and be crowned victorious. Draw me to your banqueting table, and your banner over me is love. I have brought you to my banqueting table, and my banner over you is love. I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will wait on you, my love. Just like I did with the disciples, I will wash your feet. For you are the ones I love. There's nothing that can hold you back from the destiny of you. I will wait on 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 you. We will wait on you. We will wait on you, my love.
I had opened the Word, and I'm in Psalms 27, and there was one part that I felt the Lord wanted me to read, but as you were just singing that, what I looked down to was, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And the other scripture was, one thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon the rock. And again I say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord, I say. Thank you, Jesus, for those words to strengthen us and encourage us. Yes, we wait on you, Lord. We wait and we trust and we rest in your arms and in your peace and in your glory and in your word. Let your word come forth from our mouths and everything that we speak and do, Father. Let us wait
a word from the Lord for us tonight. In our worship, this is actually a message from the Lord tonight.
Yes.
And he has a title for tonight. This is a title from the Lord, and that is, this is a night of preparation.
Yes. Wow.
This is a night of preparation.
Yeah.
And what you're receiving, even through song and the word, our new clothes.
Amen. Wow. Wow.
What you're receiving is a
new covering.
A new covering, a new mantle.
Amen.
What you're receiving is what you need to prepare.
Yes. Yes.
Because as you follow him, you'll never be the same.
Amen.
Nor will anybody that you touch.
Amen.
This is a night of preparation.
Wow.
And I'm not even so sure that he's finished singing to us. Please, I don't know how to stress this. Maybe I don't need to. This is a night of preparation. And the Lord is dressing you. But he's not just putting clothes on the outside of you. He's dressing you from the inside out. This is a night of preparation. That's what he calls it. Tonight is a night of preparation.
My sense is that those new clothes are actually robes. That he's enrobing us. And I just was talking to somebody from the parliament in Britain, and they said that the queen, when she comes in to speak to the parliament, she has a room that is her sovereign territory outside of the parliament.
Amen.
And she goes in,
right,
and she puts on her robes to be
right
able to speak.
That's
so
right.
She gets enrobed to go stand in authority before them. And that's what I feel like he's doing with us, that it's... You know, it's not just one of us are kings and queens.
Exactly
we are
right
kings,
yes,
and queens.
Amen.
We are to reign with him.
Amen.
And not even to sit on a chair beside him. We are to sit.
Right.
We are to be enthroned with him.
Yes.
And so I thank you, God, for showing us who we are.
Yes.
That we can move into this. And I thank you that this is the preparation time. It's preparing our spirits to realize the authority that we carry to rise up and to reign with him. His kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And so, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can I just see him? Something he said he wanted to do tonight on my way here. He was saying that he wants to bring us into his strategy room. That we have access to places in heaven right now. And that banqueting table is set before us. There's things on that banqueting table that he's set before us. There are tools that he's given, individual things that he's given us, and he wants to release tonight over you. I see scrolls, but I see tools. I see some with compasses, and I see some with treasures that are deep treasures. They're things that were given to your family long ago. They're your inheritance that has been lost and stolen, and God is giving it back to them. That there's things that your families have carried that were lost, and God is saying tonight is the night that you receive back the inheritance.
Thank you, Lord.
The authority that you carry. And that the things, the curses, the brokenness, the sins of your past generations,
yes,
tonight are being broken off of you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That you are sons and daughters of the living God. You are sons and daughters. I've given you everything.
may reveal a picture of something. He may say a word. He may remind you of something. But there's specific tools that he's given tonight.
Unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. You know what was shared tonight, not only as a personal ministry of God preparing us, but corporately as one company, and as obviously tonight's the last night here before you guys go off into a new building. But as I'm hearing everybody, just of a preparedness and of coming into a place of strategy and all these things, you know, in David, the strategic room was not in Obed-Edom's house. It was in the city of David.
Yes.
But there was a transportation of God's presence from Obed-Edom's house to that place. Yeah. There was a transportation to that place. And so when there was a preparing, and they were preparing their own spirit to receive the ark, receive the presence into the place of where warfare is talked about, where the city of God and peace is also, but peace in the natural by means of engaging in warfare. So it is in the spirit of God. And I was just thinking, as we're talking about preparing, it's like God is really, as it is happening natural, there is a preparing as one company of a carrying of the presence of God to another place. And by result of that, is that when the presence of God through the years being here, the Bible says because of the ark, because of his presence, not just some literal or what kind of thing that we program, but because of the presence of God in us through this time, it is a result that has blessed this house. Mm-hmm. And Abby, isn't it amazing that through the years that Healing Tree has owned this property, that as you guys have been making the transition to a larger facility, God has blessed even naturally this facility.
Yes. Right?
Yes. Not because of just things in the natural, but because through the years, this place has incubated prayers and a presence. And God, and it's just so amazing that even transitioning, that you can look back and say, wow, this house of Obadiah, or this house of HTI, has been blessed because of the Ark of God and the presence. But now the presence of God, through His people, is going to come into a place, like our sister sharing, of a greater level and greater emphasis of strategy and of engaging into the warfare, engaging into the new phase of what God's in a larger scale, a larger program of what God's going to be doing. And so I just want to encourage us is that as we continue to maintain and host His presence in our lives, you're going to begin to see every tactic of the enemy beginning to be exposed, and you're going to see that you'll be able to wage, like Paul says, a good warfare. And the Bible says, Paul said to Timothy, he says to really prove, not only to be an acceptable unto the Lord, he says, but really prove yourself of being a good soldier to the one who has called you. And we have all been called, not only as kings and queens, but also who do warfare. And it's so amazing how that he says, come into that. He goes, and those who've engaged, he says, can't reside back in civilian life. Right. But have engaged and has been proven to show themselves approved as a good soldier. Oh, and so in this transition, in all the years that God has been just moving in this place and bringing about preparing, has been preparing not only in our identity and royalty, being seated with Him, but also being part of a bride who, in one hand, has a sword to do warfare, and the other has really the Word of God, amen, and to engage, amen, and to also be a ministering and worshipful agent unto Him. Amen. And so it's a dual purpose, but it's amazing because in the preparedness, it's like God's perfect timing, saying, now I see fit, amen, I am bringing you now from glory to glory.
Wow.
There's literally the transitioning of, but the carrying of my presence from this house to now another house, to where now God's presence will come into the strategy and come into those places, and you'll begin to all of a sudden see it's like the enemy is so exposed. But be able to say, well, wow, now I see where God's victory is going to start triumphing over here and over there. And it's going to become a lot more of the talk, and it's going to now become more territorial as you see God moving in a greater fashion. But I'm reminded, even of the prophecy about the house of Obadiah and this place being there, I was reading on that, and I was like, wow, isn't that amazing? As I'm hearing about the strategy and war, and David, the Bible said, he was a man of war. The sword was cleaved to his hand. And it's amazing, it's like, and all he knew was like, Lord, just bring your presence now to this place. So now we know how can we cultivate peace within the city of David, peace within Hershey, peace over the spiritual principalities.
Amen.
Put them aside and asunder and allow the peace of God to reign, and there'll be a greater emphasis of the ministry of peace coming into the region, that even ministers will come forth to be refreshed. Ministers, not only behind the pulpit, but everywhere, will be able to come forth, and not only dignitaries, but all of a sudden they'll begin to get a glimpse into the spiritual strategy. And all of a sudden say, well, but there's peace here. And God's exposing, He's revealing through His prophets, the Bible says. And so I want to encourage that there's the preparedness of now carrying the presence.
Right. I just want to confirm His word and Susan's word. When she was praying for tools to drop down, of course I saw the sword.
Yeah, I did
hand.
Too. Right.
But last night I had a dream that that I went into this room and there was this scary guy. I mean, he was trying to scare me, but I realized that he was like a toothless lion.
You know, like I realized that he had nothing.
Right.
But I mean, yet I was a little scared, but I knew the authority, and I knew that God was going to take him down. So it was like scary yet not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we know that God is going to take down whatever spirits in that place and bring the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
This is
right.
I mean, he just revealed this to me now. I didn't even know why I had that dream, but that was so cool. You know, that he's not even, he's a toothless lion.
Yeah.
He's lying.
And Stephen, I had the privilege to get with a couple of people. And we went up to Juliana County, and we were going to high places to tear down the thrones that weren't supposed to be there. And while we were doing this, the Lord's been speaking to me so strongly that we need to prepare ourselves. And it's so fitting with what is happening, is that the prodigals are ready to be released and come flying in.
Yes.
Wow.
So last night we were praying this, and the Lord says, if you will prophesy and speak things, they won't happen.
Yes. Yeah.
So I spoke out loud, Lord, let the prodigals come flying in like a flock.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies standing there started to pray, and as we're looking across the mountains, this group of birds came in.
Wow.
And she says, God, that's not enough. And literally, there was hundreds all of a sudden came flying in. And we fell, we got down on our knees and we said, God, you're preparing for us.
Amen.
That was a sign.
Yes.
That you are shaking things.
Amen.
And here's a scripture that he gave me about this. Here's what he said he's doing with the prodigals. He says, I will give them a new heart. I will put a new spirit within them. I will take from them the heart of stone, and I will give them a heart of flesh.
Yes.
And this is what I like what the Amplified says.
Yes.
A heart of flesh that will be responsive to me.
Yes.
So that's my prayer. As we are preparing to go to a place where there's going to be flocks come in, God, prepare their hearts.
Amen.
To be responsive to you.
Yes, Lord.
Just like each one of us here, you prepare our hearts to be responsive to you. That's why we're here. So my prayer is, God, as we have more capacity, fill it with the prodigals, Lord. Bring them in, Lord, soften their hearts. Lord, that they may be sensitive to your touch. Let it be sensitive to your words. And Lord, do the same in each of us. Make us more tenderized, Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
To be full of love for the prodigals. Lord, to get rid of the condemnation and the things that the enemy's trying to put upon them, Lord. And the guilt, Lord, we remove that in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, soften their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord, soften their hearts. Not just in Juniata County or Adams County, but
Amen.
Fulton County, Franklin County, Dolphin County, whatever it is, Father.
Yes,
all over Pennsylvania, and then all over the nation, and then over the nations, Lord. Praise your name.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Don, that's a confirmation on your call.
Yes.
It's a breakthrough on your call.
Yes.
That you have the Father's heart to call them in and to mentor them. Not just to say, hey, have them come in and prophesy, but to actually bring that Father's healing love to them. So I bless your call, and I bless the flocks. I bless the multitude of sons that will come in, and you'll be a father to many. So I just bless that. And something I've just been thinking, even as Justin spoke and as you spoke, you know, we have our natural giftedness, and God lets us use our natural giftedness, but in the glory and in the presence, it all just gets magnified. And I was thinking about, you know, Justin, you've been stewarding this House of Obed-Edom, being the innkeeper, manager, and you had gifts that I believe got magnified.
Yes.
It got magnified that you even realized more about your media gifts, your the social media gifts, the recognizing excellence You saw the excellence of the inn that everyone called a hidden treasure, but now you made it known that Select Registry called it one of the top inns in the country, you know, and got all these awards with TripAdvisor and bedandbreakfast.com. You got all these, and AAA got these awards that people would find out about what this carries. And so people started booking from other countries. You know, who wants to take a vacation in Campbelltown, Pennsylvania? You know,
it's like, we got 6 countries within 2 weekends.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow. Woo! Hallelujah.
Middle East, Australia, everywhere.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's exciting. Yeah, wow. And it's like continuous bookings. Like your giftedness, and I think Laura might just be in the hallway here. I just want to bless your giftedness.
Amen.
That magnified the call of the inn, but it also brought out this. You just send me pictures of what you served for breakfast, and it's like, this should be in a magazine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, every day it's a new creation. You know, today it was pears, I think, and you never saw pears look like these pears. It's just stunning, the magnified giftedness. It magnified the business, and you know, we had a word before you came that we would be in the in group. That we would be leaders in the in crowd. And you know, and I'm like, you know, I just care about ministry, you know. But I realize now we're leaders in the chefs in the inns, and the high, it's a gem. It's been a hidden gem that now the world can see. And the bookings just are continuous. I think you maybe haven't even had a day off for weeks, and it just is keeping going. And so we want to bless you as the host of this House of Obed-Edom, this House of Peace. Everybody that I know that stays here has magnificent things to say about everything, about how you have been leading it, how you have kept, you know, the cleanliness, all the excellence of every part, and it's been such a blessing to us. And I think you're still here with us until August 1st.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. Somewhere around there. And that you even wanted to stay, as much work as it is, to see the delight of all these people coming in. Mm-hmm. And it's, you have beautiful hearts. And we thank you. We really thank you. And we appreciate the delightful treats we get on Thursday nights.
Yes.
And pray that you go with us, even with the ministry, you know, when you can, because you have a heart for God over this region, just like we do. And we just bless you in that. So as we're going out, you know, I've had visions. I don't know if we're supposed to do this, but of actually carrying that showbread table out of here when we leave, like going up the steps and just carrying it up, just as a representation, because that will be, we will have that as our altar in the next place, and we will have communion on it for you to take communion every week.
That's funny, because I actually saw it in here tonight, like that it should come in.
Yeah, I was
here.
Thinking about, should we bring it in?
I saw that like a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and you know, the Ark of the Presence, I know it was in Obed-Edom's house, and then it was taken, but it left, there's a presence that stays, there's a prosperity in everything that it stays. Right. It's not like, the inn's going to lose
That's right.
And it's going. But we are all carriers of it, and we're all, I feel like he's taking us, in a sense, from an underground strategy place out to become visible and more impactful in the region, and very, very excited about all the things that God's already doing. And one, I just saw a woman who's a leader at Hershey Free Church, which is the largest church in the Hershey area, and she came to me with, she had she now was going to Global Awakening, now she's like in the spirit, and she had this she had this picture in her notebook that she saw a big dam breaking and overflowing all the city. And we had that word that that was going to happen over the city. And I'm like, wow, so God brings that together. I believe it's time for the dam to break that's been trying to hold back the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, the presence of God, that has been prophesied many times over the whole community, that it, the whole community would be a healing zone. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't even have to go into a church to get prayed over. That the whole, it just would be all through the atmosphere. I just pray the glory of the Lord. Glory zone, healing zone. All those words that we've had for so long, now's the time.
Amen.
We speak it out, like you said. We speak it out.
Yes.
And it, it's, it gets created as we speak. Just like the Lord created the world just by speaking. Thank you, God, for the power.
Yes.
The power of the sword and the tongue that we carry.
Amen.
If you're saying that, I want to speak something over us right now.
Okay.
God's been really dealing with me. I've traveled so much around the world, and God's been telling me that so many of His bride and His children and His daughters, they know what their calling is. But they're so focused on the calling that they're missing my assignments.
Wow.
Mm. Mm. Just, I've been sitting in a plane sometimes and just starting to cry, and I said, what's wrong with me here, Lord? Mm. And He says, I want you to take this message that they're missing my assignments.
Mm.
Mm. That the enemy sometimes gets us so focused. And, you know, and giving the example is, I've been going to Nicaragua, and I've been going for years. And I started to think, that's my calling. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my calling. I was messed up. It was an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So I challenge you. So I speak right now over this whole body sitting here that there will be clarity in the assignments that God has for you.
Amen.
Amen.
It will be so clear that you will walk so boldly forward because you know this is what God has said.
Yes.
So Lord, I release that. And I release the dams. Wow. Is what I've been praying. I release the dams that are holding that back.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, with my mouth I speak your word of wholeness, understanding, joy to fulfill the assignments that you have for each one of us. You have prepared us for a new place. Because there's new assignments coming.
Amen.
So right now I release that over you all and everyone that you touch and you go to, may that be imparted into them.
Amen.
Amen.
And we receive it. We all receive it.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I
want to
add on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody should sit next to you, that's why I put it into the Bible. And what he said, nearly word for word, I said to a leader, which I met before I came here.
Huh.
And I'm not even saying what leader, but it's a key leader. And I said nearly exactly the same words. And I said, we really can get off. If the enemy cannot stop us from doing what God has called us to do, we can make an idol out of running for the call, for the gifting, running for being prepared. And how much more do we need to be prepared?
Yeah, let's
do I want to go up into the rooftop and still be not ready? And I said to her that God was speaking very clearly. I had a dream this night, and it is about do not get off of your assignment. And when I drove here, I felt, I always saw July 2015 and now July 2017. I mean, all of us, including me, these last 2 years were years of squeezing and breaking and molding and pushing through beyond our natural understanding. And it shook us down to the bottom, many of us. But God was building us up in our foundation.
Yes.
Because if our foundation has little cracks and we don't even know we have them, once God brings us to our assignment level, we would crush. So what I felt is today, It is a closing of a cycle. These last 2 years were hard but necessary for all of us, and it was pushing through major strongholds which held us back. Each one of us in different areas. But I felt this evening is a celebration evening of closing a season and entering into a new. And I told to this leader this afternoon before I came here that I truly feel there's clear assignments coming, and some of us here, you might get new assignments. They are connected here, but it will be in a new phase, and you will go out with a totally different thing which you have not known so far and not even touched so far. And when I shared that with that leader, she said, "That's interesting. I had a dream last night." She had a dream too. So when you spoke, it was so key, and I said, "Thank you, Lord, for standing up, because I do not feel like I should share it. But when you said it, I felt you confirmed." And amen. Like for you, brother, it was the same thing. Yes. The last time I couldn't speak because I waited until you spoke, and I felt when you sat there and Abby brought you to the front line, that's where you're supposed to be. That's your future. You are a frontline leader. You are not in the back anymore. God said, "Sylvie, you started out coming here, always being in the back, just watching." God said, "Go back into the back where you step out from, because it's a new season coming." And I felt that God is touching and blessing all of us here, all of us. Everybody came with something in their heart, knowing this will not be ever anymore as it was in the past, these verses. But these Thursdays, they nurtured the seed inside of us, which only could be nurtured here. So I want to say thank you, Abby, thank you, Jim, for being the great leaders you are, and being humble. Not forcing or pushing or addressing, but allowing the spirit to be free from the inside out, so that the heart and the spirit can really prosper and grow and bloom. So I want to thank you, Abby, because you have stood your ground beyond your natural reasoning. And you didn't give up. And when you read the card I wrote, it was about when the struggling time was, two years ago. What are we supposed to do, God? And God gave you this shell, and God said, it's the pearl and the treasure. And a treasure is not being seen right away. It takes time until it is explored. But when I heard about all the bookings, that was... God always said this afternoon, after 2 years ago summer, when there was so much prayer going on, because it was heavy on Abby and Shem. They laid down their everything, their house, their everything. They laid it out before God. God is blessing. He's very blessed. And I really thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You are all worth it.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
That's awesome. I just feel like that there's people, like she said, these last 2 years, that God has brought a lot of healing, and some of that has felt like squeezing. But I just felt like God wanted you to know that in the midst of the squeezing, in the midst of the correction, that when He's realigned our lives, that justice that He's brought into our lives, He has used you just as powerfully. And that the things that you've planted in these last 2 years have great power. And even in the midst of times where you feel like, "Oh God, what was I doing?" In the midst of those moments, He used you powerfully. And that there's things that you have planted in these last 2 years that are going to grow powerfully in these next 2 years. And I just declare over you that all shame, right now in Jesus' name, we just break it off. Every bit of shame that has been carried over things that we felt like we were wrong in, areas that He's brought correction in our lives. God, we just release every bit of shame to you, God.
Yes.
I thank you that we are your children, God.
Yes.
And that we have the ability to just release this to you, God, and that you want to heal our broken hearts, God. So we just release shame. And I thank you that in the midst of death, in the midst of things that that have been dying in us, that you've put to death too. Those areas that may have felt like they were dying, God, that in those were seeds of life that were planted that are going to grow in this next season. God, I thank you that is a powerful place. Yeah. I was even looking at, on the way here, there was a field of wheat, and it was slowly dying. You know how like they let it dry out, you know, and there was still a little bit of green to it. But years ago, I had a vision of a field that was all gold, and it was a golden wheat. It was like the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Yes.
That there are things that He is doing, even in this nation, that we have the ability to bring harvest in,
yes,
to bring life in,
yes,
to people that even the people that feel like there's been death in their lives, that there's been sorrow, that He's going to use you to bring life.
A couple weeks ago during worship here, I got the vision of a mechanical watch. And as I looked in that mechanical watch and saw all the little wheels going around and around and around, some going backwards, some going forward, some big, some small, God showed me that's what this group is. We're a watch, okay? But there's one thing that keeps that watch moving, and that is the mainspring. There's a mainspring in there that keeps everything going the right direction. And the mainspring is Jesus. But we all have different assignments. And so we're all different parts of that watch. Some of us are doing one thing, another, but we're all connected. We're all connected doing something that brings time, okay? But we're all connected to the main spring. And that's what I see the apostolic hub be. A watch where we all have our assignments. They all look different, but they're all pulling together for one thing. And they're all connected to the main spring. And I think, wow, God. And as I looked at that map up there, I just saw it expanded over the whole earth. That there are apostolic hubs all over the earth. All these little wheels and pulleys are doing their assignments, and they're all connected. But they're all individual. Okay? And so God is saying, Make sure you're doing your part. Make sure I'm doing my part. Because if one of those little wheels quits moving, messes up the whole thing. So make sure you're doing your assignment, Robin. Make sure you're doing your assignment.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't realize till now why we called it a prophetic watch.
I know. That was awesome. What a demonstration.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
How many years is it that the watch is actually been here now? Yeah, the watch has been clicking together and ticking forward. Is it?
Maybe close to eight.
Eight? 2000.
It was going in our...
in our house, Saturday night.
2006.
But I'm saying here.
2006.
2006.
It was the year
in
our house.
Yeah. 2006. This started in 2006. And it was Saturday night in our house because we knew Jesus was saying, I want date night with my bride. I want to have this time with my bride. And so now we're going back to Saturday night. That's why. Yes. That's why we're going to Saturday night.
It started Saturday night.
Still preparing his bride.
Yeah. But I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I told you earlier where everyone came in. We noticed the pins on the map was like spread, you know?
Yeah.
And so we put it back, and I was just saying, I said, well, cover the earth.
Right. You know?
Yeah, that's right, you did.
Yes.
Well, funny thing, I'm at, you know how God says what you thought you were going to give a message about, He just says it. And all these words that you've been giving, I'm going to go to Switzerland tomorrow, and I'm going to be speaking at this global health transformation conference, and I'm going to talk about these apostolic and healing hubs around the world,
yes,
to bring healing around the world.
Amen.
And there'll be people there from a lot of different nations.
Mm.
So you already tapped into the message.
Another interesting thing that happened was, some of you, if you watch Glory of Zion,
yeah,
Amy Tate is the one who travels with Chuck a lot, and she's also the prayer leader. Friday morning at the, at the gathering they were having, she shared the same vision. And so it did. That vision, and she talked about it being a cog. This is what he had seen.
Oh,
his,
wow.
His original vision was the cog. And she said, she gave that word where all the global leaders were there that you were wishing you were part of.
They were from all different nations. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was global spheres. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So she shared it.
She shared, but it was her own vision. She had it right
she
there.
She had her own vision.
So
yeah.
One of the things that I think you all have just been honoring Abby. And I think one of the things that's so amazing is, you know, many of us see Global Spheres and Glory of Zion and Chuck Pierce and all of them as like some big, like way up here. But what we're finding is that God's giving us the word,
come
and
on.
Then we're hearing it confirmed there.
You got it.
And like last week, all of the words about the river and the waters coming forth, and she called me and
we
she said,
"We had it Thursday night. Chuck got it when
I was like Saturday or
we got it before him."
Yes, and she called me and she said, "Did you hear it? Like we had the word first." And so this vision that Harold had was months ago, and then it came out Friday morning, just this past Friday there at Glory of Zion. So I think there's just, the Lord is just saying,
amen,
He is on
that's
this,
right.
And that whole
that's
unity
right.
thing we're
that's
talking
it.
About,
that's right.
The word, the original, I had there's a man who likes to study the original word, and he had gone back and checked it out. And in the original word, the word that we call unity is only used as unity three times in the scriptures, but it's used as the word oneness 1,970 plus times. The oneness is what we're called to. The world's talking about unity, but we're talking about a oneness.
Yes.
And this is the oneness because we're connected here.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what I was sharing with Abby. You know, we're shocked that we're all getting the same word, but we're connected here.
Amen.
It's one spirit. We're hearing it because we're connected here, and then we're hearing it here, and it's confirmed. And so with all the confirmations that are coming, and there was so many confirmations of the word that you gave, Vince, last week, and just of all the confirmations that are coming, it's true. You all are so valuable. You're carrying such a valuable treasure inside of you, and the Lord's just saying, open your mouth and release it, because the body needs what you have. He's saying, it's time for all hands on deck. You've heard that.
Amen.
And so when Harold calls your name, Robin, it's because we see that you are carrying things that we're all about to be blessed by.
Amen.
And same with you, Chris.
Yes.
Yes. We love you
but
guys.
But can I just say about the whole water thing, that we're all going under. There's no more waiting. There's no waiting. There's no more waiting in the water. We're all going under. Whether you want to or not, we're going under. And I had a dream 2 years ago where we were on Ellen and I and several people were on a boat. And we were out in the water and the boat stopped running. And someone said, oh, something happened underneath the water that needs to be fixed. There's a pipe or something that came apart under the water that needs to be fixed. So he jumped off, went down, came back up, went down, came back up. He says, I can't get it. I can't hold my breath long enough to do that. I said, well, I'll go. I jumped in. I went down. I fixed the pipe. And the next thing I knew, there was this bright light had encompassed me. And I was there, and I realized I could breathe. And I was breathing. And I fixed the pipe, and I looked around and to see where the bright light was coming from, and I saw this angel standing there. And I said, who are you? He said, I am your enabling angel. Wow. So I just basked in the glory. And I was just having a great time under the water. And suddenly it occurred to me, I better get up because Ella will be. She'll wonder what happened. Yeah, you know? And so I comes up, and she was still having a good time. And I said, you didn't miss me? You didn't wonder why I was down there for so long? And she said, I figured you got an oxygen tank or something. And so I wasn't concerned. Wow. But that enabling angel has been with me and has helped me countless times. Wow. Since that. And whenever I get in a circumstance that I don't know what to do, or it looks impossible, I always call on my enabling angel, and he comes and he gets me through it.
And the reason he's saying we all need to learn, because here's the word that Chuck Pierce gave Sunday morning as they were talking about the river and all of that. He said, the Lord says you've been afraid to go deeper, but I say to you, get ready, for it's your head that has to go under.
That's right.
It's your head that's stopping you from advancing.
Yeah, you got it.
It's your head that must go under, Lord, and stay under until you know how to breathe from down underwater. Then, when you come up again, you will see things from a whole different perspective. So I say, go under, get deeper, and then watch you arise and laugh at your enemies. You must let the river rise. The river is within you. The river has to come up, overtake your thinking. Let the river rise. Rise, river, go over my head. And they had been singing and prophesying out of Ezekiel 47, which is what Abby had referred to last week with the trees on the bank of the river. God is doing an amazing thing, and he set us up. And the reason I believe that Abby can move forward in such confidence, and the reason we can, is because we're confident that he can handle it.
Amen.
We are confident he can handle everything he calls us to do. And that's why we say, yes, Lord.
Amen. And you know, the Lord's in charge of everything we walk through. And as a little girl, I almost drowned several times. I won't go into all the stories because I wasn't a swimmer. And my daughter in California said, Mom, you've got to learn how to swim. And the kids were little and learning swimming. They're great swimmers. So I said, okay. So I took some lessons to learn how to swim a little, okay? But I had a dream, and this was back quite a few years ago now. And all of a sudden, here I was being taken under the water, and I was like going down, down, down. And I was like, God. And all of a sudden, he grabbed in my dream, he grabbed a hold of me, and he said, I've got you. I've got you. And I went to the top of the water. So anybody here that has a fear of anything that's holding you from the destiny plans and the purposes that the Father has for each of us to walk in, that destiny, fear is not from the Lord. And if you just release and give it to the Lord, he's going to grab hold of you. And he says, here I am.
Yeah.
You're not alone, because I'll never leave you or forsake you. And that's a word that we need to really, really grab hold of and know whose we are and who we are in Christ.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Abby, can I ask you, when do you put pins on that?
When?
When do you put a pin on there?
When
after
we have
a place to stop it?
Yeah. It represents places that we have done healing training for a healing center in that nation. However, somebody moved it around, so they aren't necessarily in the right nations.
Maybe they're speaking another nation.
There are magnets on there. I don't know. Somebody scrambled it. So, so if you see one, ask if we're really there, because we might have been moved.
The reason I asked that, a strong thought that so in my spirit, is I just wonder what would happen if we had like a collared fluorescent, some color, different color, then
And as you and I spoke, I want to see one of these centers in the DR. I want to see one of these centers
in
Nicaragua.
Oh,
let's put it on there. Yes. Let's speak it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I like it.
That's good. Amen.
Let's call it forth.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm ready to go stick two of them in there right now.
Okay. The pins are behind you in that cabinet.
Awesome.
Yep, they're in that cabinet. I don't think we're in Nicaragua.
Let's call it forth.
There you go. Anybody else have a pin to put on the map?
Yeah, Lord, I do this, Lord, asking you to fulfill the dream and to have for these people in Nicaragua, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That there will be a healing center.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Lord, that lives will be touched.
Sure, God.
Lord,
I'll
put one on Dominican Republic, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you showed me there's so many prodigals in that country because it was a nation that was on fire for the Lord. And Lord, I say right now that they will come forth. So I put one there, Lord. And Lord, I'm expecting an assignment. And I'm expecting a strategy that this group can make this happen together.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Wasn't Sherry just in the Dominican?
Yeah, Sherry.
Sherry, will you just say Dominican?
Yes.
I feel like you need to pray something over the Dominican.
Okay. God was with me, and I've been in contact with the spiritual leader there.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
Jim and Renee Larson are their name.
To be on the map, you need to have a healing training for the center. So you either did it, or you're prophesying that you will do it, or we will do it.
Prophesying.
Yeah, or we will have a mission.
We will have a mission in the Dominican Republic. I gotta find it.
Right now,
Jesus. Right now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
A governmental partnership with the Dominican Republic. With leaders of their government there. Mm. We call those people forth to join us in partnership. And we declare a healing center God, you heard our prayers when we stood in front of the embassy, the American embassy in the Dominican Republic, praying for the nation and praying for the government. God, we thank you that this is an answer to the prayers, God, and strategies, and releasing kingdom strategies for apostolic healing hubs in the Dominican Republic.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, for your provision. For all your ways to make it happen, Lord. Lord, for the land, for the people that will come forth, Lord, that will help us flourish into what you want it to be.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
she's
dead.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Angel, can you pray for China?
Sherry is standing here with me as a Central Pennsylvania leader. But that
heck now.
Last week when we were praying, and Abby, I just glanced up, and Abby took her hand, and she just pointed at that. I think we were worshiping, and it was talking about a river. I don't know why. Do you remember putting your hand at the picture? And as she did that, I went into a vision, and I saw water flowing out of that lake,
right,
and across the Mediterranean and into Morocco.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, the Lord said to me, Psalm 11:3, ask me for the nations and I will do it. And the word will, he said, just ask me and I will.
Amen.
And I knew instantly he was going to do it in a mighty way. And within the next week, Chuck Pierce's, Lisa Lyons is her name, she works with him in Global Spheres. She called me and she says, Chuck told me I need to call you now to to have, I have a message for your daughter. Our daughter and her family live in Morocco. Mm-hmm. She says, I have a message for them. Chuck wants them to know that the Lord has had Morocco on his heart, and he knows he's going there. He just doesn't have the date set up. Mm-hmm. That to me was a word of prophecy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Chuck here will not go into Morocco unless the nation is ready for him. And so as the river just poured forth,
wow,
they're coming to know him. Whether they know it or not, they will be overtaken. This was originally a nation that belonged to the Lord. And so we're saying that they will be turned back.
Amen.
This land is crying out to know the Lord again. And these people will come to know him. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is set, because the river is pouring forth. It's coming. I saw it. It's coming. It's coming forth through the Mediterranean. There's 21 nations around the Mediterranean Sea. The Lord is pouring out his glory. They're going over their head.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you. We do stand in a mighty, powerful name.
Amen.
So, Father, as your word said, ask of me for nation, I give you nations as your inheritance. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we claim China.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Multitude of the healing tree international, the apostolic hope, there's a healing center. Lord, Father, we establish, Lord. Father, we ask that the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, why over China, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. And we claim that China shall be saved. Chinese shall be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Okay. Carol,
yes.
Do you want to pray over India?
Is there one on it? Bobby's going there in August.
Who?
Bobby.
Oh, is he?
There in August. Yes, Father, I call for India, God. I thank you, Father, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Father, call your precious bride from that nation, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Father, for those that are ready in your fold and for those that are not, Father, I thank you, Jesus, God, for that the healing waters flow, God. The healing waters flow. Let your light flow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Unite your church.
There's been a woman from Colorado that's been in contact with me, and she'd like to see this type of ministry established. It's in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Wow.
She's actually ordained by Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, my.
And she was at a ministerial conference with him, and he gave her a word. I don't know if you can hear this or not.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So she has a meeting set up with these church elders that she wants to meet with and discuss, starting to get something going. And wow. She's actually contacted me for input, ministry, and all that kind of stuff. And so, anyway, I just want to believe that God has something for Healing Tree in all of this.
Amen.
Right. Awesome.
I have a word for Healing Tree. And that word is to set your sights higher for, this is for all of us, but for you. Set your sights higher than you've set them. Mm. You will establish many healing centers.
Amen.
But your appointment for this time is not just healing centers. Mm. Because this is a day when I desire the whole earth to be spread with the kingdom of God.
That's right. We're still in the world.
This is a day when I want to go after the people who have been discarded and ignored by my church for years. Yes. This is a day of an appointment. This is a day of an appointment.
Yes.
Set your sights higher than just healing centers. I put that vision in you. But now I'm telling you that I've sent you out to bring them in. Mm.
Wow.
Cool. Wow.
Along with that, Harry, it's not just about the kingdom, but it is now about kingdom activation.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Before it was the kingdom and social gatherings, etc. Now it is time for kingdom activation.
Yes, God. Wow. Amen. Abby, I had a dream last night, and you and I were in your light vehicle out there, but I was in the back right seat and you were driving, and you were coming across the ridge road over the mountains. Like in the dream, it was at the top of the ridge, and the road was the road from Liverpool to my home, but it was different. So I just think the Lord was trying to tell me it was about your England trip. So you were coming across, and then I'm sitting in the back seat, and we came upon a curve, and you were kind of driving fast, too fast to negotiate it because, no, not to put your driving down.
Or your negotiation.
It was like, slow down the negotiations.
We started going actually off the road just a little bit, and it was like you were at the top of the mountain where there was like cliff or going down the sides. But you started coming off, then you pulled it back on, and I just yelled, "There's more curve, there's more curve." And you didn't hit any reflector poles or anything, you got back on. Then we're going down that road, and it's just like a two-laner, you know. And I look to my left, and there's a little yellow prop airplane, and he's trying to come up over the ridge, but he's hardly getting over, or I'm thinking he's going to hit us. And so I say, he needs to come up higher, needs to come up higher. And the colors were yellow with a little red. But down below, I could see like it was like in the valley, and it was sort of grayish looking atmosphere, but it was like an airport, and some other airplanes were flying around. So we're going down the road a little further. And then there's, all of a sudden we notice this car coming up, a blue car, and it's coming up the ridge, up the road to get to the top, but it had plans to jump over the road to get to the other side, and there we were coming upon it, and so I yelled, and I think stop or something, but it was like, he came over, and we were, all right, you had paused, but then you started up, and then I saw there was another car coming up. Because it was sort of like, you know, how you have driveways, and sometimes you have a slope here and a slope here when you're coming up through a higher place and have a dug lower. So you couldn't see the car right away. So I have this feeling that, because in my mind it was from Liverpool on our way home, that
you need prayer, which the Lord, I felt like you were a good driver. The Lord put you in that position. I was in the back seat, but there was a purpose, I think, just to see, for me to see some things to help you navigate. But, so I mean, there's probably lots of people in this room that are doing that for you. So I just felt like if we just take a little time and pray that, because it will be on the way back, and maybe after some, I don't know, information comes out from being in England, I don't know. But I just, the Lord, when I got out of that dream this morning, it was like, the Lord brought me into the Psalm 91, which is Bob's favorite, about him rescuing and keeping us safe from harm. So I know he's going to do that, but I think if we can pray even, because what's the reason him showing me that? And I think some of the colored cars could even be some other ministries or people that have callings that might try to come and and try to get over you, or, you know, try to prevent you from going across. But you were on the road that was going across the mountain. So that's the highway of the Lord. What I believe, it's his path for you to take, and that you're on it. But there's these obstacles, these things that are just trying to interfere. So, just if anybody thinks to just pray for that trip. When she goes to the parliament, it's not for a fear thing. It's just to know that there might be some things that try to come up, you know, like the curve in the road, and that you'll be able to, you will take care of it. The Lord will take care of it for you. But it's sometimes we can make the road even a little straighter if we intercede beforehand.
That's for this trip, anyway. That's this trip.
That's the Swiss trip.
Yeah, well, because you're going to meet the
English person. Liverpool. It was Liverpool.
But I think it's... but she's going to meet these people there.
I'm going to only meet one there. Yeah. There's another one that is spreading my book through... spreading this through the parliament. Okay. So,
Maybe
this is for the Spirit of God against... You know, like a global system of the United Kingdom. Yes, we need prayer, because I don't think they're going to say, sure, we'll follow everything you say. So I thank you
But you've got a lot of ministries going on this trip. That's why I'm saying,
a lot of nations. Also, I just was named, and they haven't even announced, well, they announced it to the leaders of the network, but the Heartland Apostolic Prayer Network, Dr. Benefield leads that, and that's to change the hearts of nations back to God. He just named me the leader over the international. So that means the United States, 78 nations, and he also expanded my territory here, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. He's adding Delaware and Maryland. And I said, that's so much, it's going to look like I'm taking over, you know. And he said, but I want them to know the model that you carry. I want that to get multiplied around the world. And so it is, you know, apostolic and healing hubs. That's what I'll talk about in Geneva. You know, multiplying those as established places, at least prayer, you know, I'd consider this one. You know, a place that people can influence all the mountains of society, all sectors of society. So, this requires a higher level of prayer.
Amen.
Because of a higher call.
Yes.
And
Amen.
This is
Amen.
Not just yep. me. This no, is no. this Amen. Is Healing Tree.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a call to Healing Tree.
Amen.
To heal, to do what we're named to Amen. Do. To heal, to bring healing to the nations. And it's the river of life that flows from the throne of God.
Amen.
That
Amen.
River we're talking about in other nations, that river is flowing from the throne, and it wants to overtake the nations with the tree of life that has healing in its leaves, and it has the fruits of justice to set the captives free in the nations.
And we're going to give you opportunity to sow into that
there
right
you
now.
Go.
Okay. She just heard what's going on, so we're giving you the opportunity. We're going to pass the envelopes around, and then we'll pass the bowl around. And so, Father, tonight, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that you are on the move, and you are doing stuff. And, God, we want to be right there with you. We want to be where you are. We want to be doing what you're doing. And so, God, we just commit ourselves to that. We thank you for Healing Tree. We thank you for Abby and Jim and what they're doing around the world. And we just pray blessing upon them, Lord. And God, as we give tonight, I just pray an abundance of grace upon it. In Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And pray for all those parts in the watch. Yeah. All of those parts.
Every part, God. Awesome. Every part in that watch, God, that it would be doing its purpose.
Amen.
That you have put it there. You have put it there for a purpose. You have a plan for each cog in that watch. And God, I pray that everyone will be doing its purpose and plan in Jesus' name.
Father, I want to pray that Psalm 91 protection over Abby
as
we go on this trip. And Father, I just pray, God, that what they are meant to accomplish there, either place, both places, God, that your will be accomplished, Father. And we pray that the other ministries won't try to be like them. They'll not try to be like the other ministries.
That's right.
We got our own calling going into the apostolic hub now. So, Father, we just pray for focus on that, God. And, Father, we pray for healing mantles. And, Father, we pray just sheer anointing, God. And, Father, focus, divine focus on what you want this ministry to do in the name of Jesus.
God, I thank you that you are stretching out your arms around Abby and around anyone that she's going with, Father. And I just see you kind of like wiping underneath her wherever she's going, that every hidden thing would be exposed, every trap would be exposed before her, that she would see everything that is trying to come against her. And I just hear him saying, fear not. Do not be afraid, for I go before you and I make the path straight.
That's right.
And that even in the presence of your enemies, that he has prepared a table for you.
Yeah.
So God, I just thank you for your protection over her.
Abby, I saw his just like at the Ark of the Covenant, there were two cherubim, and they were, she mentioned, stretching his arms out. The wings came over the ark and touched each other. And I sense that there's two angels assigned to you for your protection to carry you through this time and this trip. And I sense tonight, also, as Harry was talking earlier of an empowerment, I saw the flames of fire on each of our heads. And they tarried in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. And after that, then they went forward, and he said to go forward. They were going to be baptized in the Spirit, and they were going to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I just believe that's what this is happening here tonight. This is the culmination of what's going on. Not that they stopped praying, but there was a transitioning going on in the Spirit and in the power of the ministry that they were about ready to birth upon the earth.
I just want to go for myself. Those angels too. I saw some angels. So I thank you, God, for the angels around the travel and part of the trip, Father. I've experienced travel angels. So God, I thank you for just travel angels. Every detail, God, just I thank you for the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to affirm we had a central PA Pan County meeting with our seven members in Juniata County today, and Joe Green came to that. Many of you know Joe Green. In praying for him, we saw just to affirm wall shattering as well for him, which signifies he's a pastor in Harrisburg as well. So I thought that was really awesome agreement.
Now, let's show up in your prayers, but today we really saw such pure truth coming out of him. His heart is so pure for his race. He wants to reach out.
He just
has this burning desire.
Wow.
And it's from God, you can tell. It's so pure. And it's so not only about him, but it's all about God, what you're going to do here. So it was powerful.
It was awesome. Powerful.
Yeah. Awesome. Amen. Okay, and